This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
March. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go in order. Ethan, Mike, James, Anthony, Mike, and others, and our guests will be on with us. Ethan in Oklahoma, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide. Ted Cruz surging ahead in at least one state against Trump. Trump's gaining a lead in other areas, but they're now setting the two against each other. Tomorrow night's debate that we'll have live coverage of at PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars Nightly News. Ethan, what do you think's going on here?
I think that the Republican National Committee is—they realize that they can't tell Trump what to do, so they're pushing Cruz. So they want Cruz because they can tell him what to do because he can still be bought, and Trump cannot.
Well, there's some talk about where he was born too to try to disqualify him. I don't see there's proof that Cruz can be bought. But at the same time, I just don't know him like I know Rand Paul. I mean, I would rather have a Rand Paul or a Donald Trump. People ask, who do I support? I take a Rand Paul or a Donald Trump. The problem is Rand Paul has not been aggressive enough with the advisors he's got. And, you know, Trump, I think, is the guy now. And I wish those two would make friends and, you know, maybe Rand Paul be vice president or something, because he'd make a good vice president. But I don't see him stepping down. And I wish he wouldn't have attacked Trump so much. I know the two behind the scenes have played golf a few times and were supposedly friends. So it's all pretty disgusting. I hear you, Ethan. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Anthony in Florida. Anthony in Florida, you're on air. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good, my friend. What do you think?
Okay, basically what I think it's funny that Ted Cruz is surging. It smells fishy to me. I don't know much about him. But my more statement I want to make on is the fact that Donald Trump, these people against him are publicly being allowed to threaten his life, and there's no action. They're not being prosecuted, arrested, nothing.
That's right. There are Democrats and others saying kill him, and it's okay.
If you remember, when Obama was running for a second term, a man made a statement, if Obama gets elected president, I'm going to kill him. They were at his doorstep and arrested him.
Listen, I've had people say pretty mild stuff on our comment board, and the Secret Service shows up here. And that's fine. One time I had a guy send me a letter saying he was going to kill George W. Bush and all how he was planning to do it and everything else. I called the Secret Service. They came over, got the letter. They arrested the guy in a house with all these weapons planning to kill Bush. And even though I didn't like Bush, I don't want any harm to come on him. So, you know, I hear you. They were usually responding to this stuff. They've not been responding. That's a good sign that how much they hate Trump.
And there's been a big thing about taking our guns. And I think it goes back to the Militia Act of 1972, because we all know the Second Amendment. But the Militia Act were a pair of statutes enacted by the Second United States Congress in 1792. It provides for the organization of state militias and provided for the President of the United States to take command of the militias in time of...
Absolutely, and the militias are being federalized more and more, but we need to get it back to its original state basis. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Mike in California on the KOMY 1340 AM. Go ahead, you're on the air, Mike.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, my concern is it's really hard to get a feel for what's behind Ted Cruz. Now, I was hoping that Rand would...
Talk right in your telephone.
Yeah, okay. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My concern is that Ted could be a perfect Manchurian candidate. I don't have any feel for what's behind him. I'm hoping that Rand would break through to get his Trump on. I agree that it could be Donald Trump.
Well, Rand Paul had to put his big boy pants on to do that.
I agree. And I guess the question that's really on my heart is to be the best chance candidate for the constitutional administration of the presidency of the United States.
I caught most of what you said. The phone's pretty bad. Look, we know that Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Donald Trump are all better than Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Jeb Bush. I'll take any one of them. I'll take any one of them. I mean, obviously, you can't always trust these people. We've been betrayed too much, but it's just, I'll take any one of them. I like Trump the best, now because he's a hard charger. He puts on big boy pants every morning, not the little short shorts.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Joining us in the next hour, Paul Watson and Tommy Robinson. Coming up later in this hour, I'm going to play an excerpt of a piece from the Nightly News last week where Rob Due and Richard Reeves talk about how the system plans to shoot down Donald Trump politically. The American Dream wrote a story similar to it today that kind of dovetails with the piece we put out last week. How the Republican establishment can keep Donald Trump from getting the nomination. We probably need to add our video that had the headline, How Democrats Have Infiltrated the Republican Party and Plan to Steal the Nomination from Donald Trump, is our headline. We should probably add a link, at least to this news story today, to the video that goes over the situation, because I say it's Democrats. That's basically what they are. But we're going to be getting to that report as well today, and Paul Watson will be hosting the fourth hour as well. I want to go back to your phone calls, but first, Russia warns Turkey over Aegean warship incident. We're going to be getting to that. Syrian rebels fire barrage of mortars into the Syrian capital and civilian areas. That's because they're little al-Qaeda heroes, according to our government. China Navy carries out more drills in the disputed South China Sea. That's just some of the news on that front. Masked raider citing ISIS stabs teacher in the throat. ISIS coming into Europe, caught in Switzerland with thousands of gallons of gas to murder people. And a lot more coming up today. But right now we're taking phone calls. First-time caller is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us here on air. What do you think about Ted Cruz, Donald Trump? We've got Donald Trump going ahead in many polls around Iowa, but not in other areas of the country. We have him surging there. Trump is ahead in many polls around the country, only gaining his lead. Politico is reporting Trump hits a new high in national poll. The billionaire businessman surges to 41% after releasing proposal to ban all Muslims from entering the U.S., which is popular even with two-thirds of Democrats. Donald Trump got a little more of a vault in his ceiling nationwide. The polling-obsessed Manhattan multi-billionaire leading Republican presidential candidate broke into the 40s on Monday. According to the results of the latest university poll survey, voters identifying as Republican or independents leaning towards the GOP, Trump earned 41%, nearly tripling the support of his closest rival, Senator Ted Cruz, who took only 14%. And that's the issue, is that Cruz is not doing well except in Iowa, but the media is making a huge deal out of this, really to push him to the head. So what do you think about Ted Cruz? Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yep, you're on the air. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, thank you. Honored to speak with you, Alex. I want to thank you and Dr. Ron Paul and the late, great Aaron Russo for waking me up. And my thoughts on Ted Cruz are, how can you trust a man like Ted Cruz when he posts on his Facebook account what an honor and it was to sit down and talk with the New World Order mouthpiece, Henry Kissinger?
Well, I think clearly he's playing politics, trying to be nice to those old kingmakers, either to get elected and try to save the country, or he's one of them.
He's one of them, personally, and I liked him until I read that. I have one concern about Donald Trump, where I recently read or saw that he was going to reauthorize the Patriot Act.
I know that he is a big law and order type guy, and that's my big concern with him, is talking about censoring the internet, talking about draconian police state measures to, quote, keep us safe. They don't even use the NSA and the Patriot Act to stop these radicals coming in. They know they're radical. They let them in. If the government would just do its job and not let people in from radical countries with radical backgrounds, this wouldn't be happening. And again, the terror is not even that big a threat, but they're going to use it to take our liberties, so that it has to be exposed. It has to be stopped. And we also have to expose the fact that they're using the terror to take our freedoms. Yes, those are the problems I have with Donald Trump. The next time he's on, or next time one of my reporters talks to him on the campaign trail, we're going to bring up some of those issues. But I've talked to a lot of his advisors and other people, and they say that obviously he's not going to censor the general public's internet. He means in those countries where ISIS is operating, so they can't spread their videos, their material of snuff films. And I don't think these al-Qaeda ISIS videos where they have 10-year-old kids blowing people's heads off graphically in HD, that should not be on the internet. That is a snuff film of a murder. Now, they don't censor that, but they'll censor if I show an Apache helicopter blowing up a Reuters van. Well, that shouldn't be censored because it's not a deliberate snuff film and you don't see people up close dying, you know, with blood coming out of their eyes. It's just absolutely out of control. So I hear what you're saying. Any other concerns, Mike?
No, I'll just say peace, not war, love, not hate.
God bless you. Appreciate you calling today. We're going to go to James in a moment from California. I just want to say this. I don't believe in lesser of two evils, but if someone is a maverick and someone wants to defend the Second Amendment, defend our sovereignty, not have the ban on coal power plants, cut our taxes on industry where jobs come back here, get rid of the loopholes where foreign corporations can go overseas and not pay taxes, everything he is doing is basically like cutting ropes on a hot air balloon. You cut those ropes, the balloon will rise. Or it's like a boat at a dock, tied up to the dock. And the boat might be strong enough to pull the dock away and drag it through the lake, but at a certain point, it's going to sink under and your boat's going to be basically tied up and won't be able to travel anymore until you cut the rope or the chain. And we know Hillary's evil. We know Bernie Sanders is super evil. We know Jeb Bush is a total fraud and super bad news. And so I will not support a general election, Hillary Clinton or Jeb Bush. And I would support at that time a third party run for Donald Trump, even if he lost, just because he would educate people. It's the right thing to do. And I'm not going with the lesser of two evils. In fact, a Jeb Bush would make conservatives go to sleep. He'd finish the whole globalist agenda. Hillary getting in after 8 years of Obama, no matter what she tried, she'd be scandal-ridden, she'd be impeached, she'd be destroyed. Now, I don't want that to happen because I believe justice be done, may the heavens fall. That's what I believe in. And so do the right thing no matter what. You know, go for the best candidate. Well, some of them aren't obviously perfect. I don't completely trust Ted Cruz. Rand Paul has just been too milquetoast, and I know he's a good guy and for real and a patriot. I don't completely trust Donald Trump. Not that I think he's even a bad guy. He's just a wild man. All better than Hillary Clinton. All better than Jeb Bush. All better than Bernie Sanders. I mean, I know these are bad people. I know them well. And so there is no lesser of two evils here. It's a clear choice that those three Republicans, hands down. I mean, Huckabee's not even perfect. He's better than Hillary. Because they don't have a fundamental wish to destroy this country and enslave us. They like the status quo, pretty much, the good old boy system, which isn't perfect. But, you know, they don't want to get rid of all of America's jobs and do deals with China so we have nothing. I mean, the globalists want to bring this country down for world government. And it's one thing if Cruz gives lip service to globalists, which he does, or if Donald Trump does. Because if you don't at least go sit with these dragons, Bush Sr., people like that, they will send people after you. So, I mean, is Ted Cruz patronizing when he says, honored to share a few moments with Dr. Kissinger and hear his thoughts on the challenges facing our nation? Is that petting the dragon's belly? I would meet with Henry Kissinger. And I would say globalism has not stabilized the world. It is a form of conquest. And your greatest crime is dumbing people down. And that's why I reject your entire system. Do you want to repent of it and try to come out with any regrets you have near the end of your life with a way to make globalism be more altruistic and try to reverse what it's done before it destroys the world? Do you want to be more like Joseph Stiglitz or Jimmy Carter, who aren't perfect, but compared to Henry Kissinger, they're angel cakes. He is a war criminal. James in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi. You there?
Welcome. Yes, sir.
Hi, so I'm going to start off with Isaiah 45:16. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go into confusion together that are makers of idols. Alex Jones, do not make Ted Cruz or Donald Trump into an idol. You will be confused by them. I see Donald Trump as being a cast in COINTEL operation on you. I think that what he is put there to do is bring in the police state, just like Ted Cruz. They're both to bring in the police state. Neither one of them will stop the police state. They will not stop the police state, the world order version of the police state. So we can't look to them to be our idols. And
delete that. Listen, guys, everybody cusses on purpose, and you think it's cute that I had to lay you out, and you're not on the show anymore. I understand you're high and mighty. I understand you're lecturing us. I understand you've got the power of God behind you and you're reading verses at us. I get it. Just don't cuss at us. We can't have that. We're on the FCC, AM and FM stations across the country and cable and some UHF VHF stations already. Next year I start the big push to get us on TV all over the country. I'm so sick of it. Now, I'm not saying Ted Cruz or Rand Paul or Donald Trump are my idols. I don't worship them. And they're also not idols. They're not inanimate objects like a golden calf or, you know, some other Egyptian creature. They're men. And we're talking about who's going to lead this country.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Ho, ho, ho. Katie is ready for the holiday season. Get your gift certificates now. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com for our best Christmas deals. Come and take it.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Well, you don't want any shackles? We'll just bring in a...
Don't want no shackles.
A couple million a year.
Don't want no shackles on me.
Right out of war-torn areas. combat vets.
I sit down with Big Brother.
The crazy whacked out women. Old dumping with hoods over their heads by the thousands in your neighborhood.
Got the blues about my.
And if you don't like it, they'll just come over and shoot you a couple times. And if you don't like that, we'll just call you racist.
I got the blues about my freedom.
And if you say the sky's blue, we'll just call you racist.
Blues about tyranny.
Or if you say we got to shut down all the people coming in until we at least vet them to make Congress act, you just go, oh, Donald Trump says no Muslims ever. Oh, you don't let Christians in for thousands that they let in. There won't be one or two Christians. That's because they're not part of the club. I mean, you don't think our government launched an attack in Syria to kill 200,000 Christians so far because they love them, do you? Or to kill all the Christians in Libya, the black Christians and others. I mean, that's the whole plan, to persecute Christians worldwide. Look at the persecution of Christians now in this country. That's the whole game plan. And the persecution of the family and everything else. I'm going to cover news in the next segment, continue with calls, but right now let's go back to your calls. Duke in Oklahoma. What do you think about Ted Cruz rising in the Iowa polls, surging ahead of Donald Trump, Trump gaining leads in national polls?
Well, I like his sternness, and that's what I think we need, is somebody with a little bit of sternness right now that actually can fight for exactly what they say. And I think Ted Cruz is very strong. I've always listen to his voice and how he talks about it, what he wants to do, and he's strong about it.
He is the most presidential of all of them, hands down. He's the slickest, the best. He's the most statesmanlike, yes.
Absolutely. You know, Rand Paul, I prayed Rand Paul would come out strong. I prayed he would fight with his words. He just never did it, and maybe he still will. He hasn't done it thus far. You know,
yeah, it's really hard to believe. Because I know he can be more fiery than this, more fiery than his father, too. I mean, his dad would be fighting harder than this right now. He just, I mean, I'm just calling it like it is. It's like I'm a fan of a football team, and then they fall on their face. You got to say, whoa, they blew it. And he is blowing it, man. He's got a bunch of advisors that I have to know are just dumber than a box of rocks.
You know, we've got Donald Trump. I like some of the stuff he says. He seems like a man that will do some things that we need, but do I see him sticking up for the little guys? Well, I've seen him, you know, kick a few little guys down. I still like the guy. I just don't know if he's going to give us exactly what we need. Are we going to be right back to square one whenever he becomes president? You tell me.
Well, I think we will be back to square one if the president doesn't know how to deal with Congress, and if the people don't know how to deal with Congress and pressure them with recalls, you name it, to actually vet the spending bills, to actually exert lawmaking power over the courts and over the executive. Congress is the most broke leg, crooked leg creation it's ever been, and it's abdicated, it's handed over its authority. And that's why we're in so much turmoil, is because they have engaged in that abdication. They have turned over their rightful authority. I mean, the Federal Reserve is up on TV and says, Congress cannot even touch us or make laws. We're above them. We're the fourth branch of government. And then it's private, and that's a total fraud. Congress controls the issuance of currency and credit. And then Congress won't even stand up and say, how dare you? We're going to audit you. I mean, it's just ridiculous. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think this is the most important election in our history. And I think the election after this election will be the most important election in history. I think the next two elections will be the deciding factor of what really happens and what things become in this country.
I agree. Well, not just here. Worldwide, the globalists are on the march. The ring race worldwide are riding. They are taking countries down. They're installing tyranny. They're gutting cultures. They're bankrupting societies for social control. The world is going into bondage. The world is going into darkness. And that in every culture, darkness is, you know, the symbol of evil falling. Melissa Harris Perry says, don't use that word. It's racist. No, it's not. In Africa, they call, you know, the devil the dark one or whatever. Even in non-Christian cultures, nothing to do with if you have black skin or white skin. It means the devil sneaks around in the dark. And, you know, the Nazis wore black uniforms. It's to project evil. It's to project dominance. And it's to project the idea of death. That's why the executioner wears black in every culture. All right, my friend, I appreciate your call. Good points. That was Duke When we return, I'm going to cover a ton of news. Some of it I've already mentioned, but I'm going to get into it deeper. And then Chris, JR, Dave, Adam, and others, 800-259-9231. First time callers, you're listening to InfoWars. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
A programmable guy that goes and watches Olympus Is Falling and believes all this and really thinks you're a hero. G.I. Joe, great American hero. Yo, Joe. You don't work for Joe. Joe got taken over. The G.I. Joe command base is run by Cobra. Do you understand that? And I use a child analogy to get through to you because that's your main programming template in North America. They're on record with that. That was all Pentagon directed. You understand? You work for Cobra. You dress like Cobra. You have the tactics of Cobra. You are Cobra. Hail Cobra. You want to be little boys? Or do you want to really join the Republic?
They know what's going on at the Bundy Ranch, and they won't even let a police information officer give us any information. That's a bunch of bull.
It's all these stupid G.I. Joe movies and stuff where the White House is attacked. The White House is run by Cobra.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
It's run by chaos. It's run by Spectre.
Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge, Extortion.
They run little kids. They run the snuff films. They run the drugs. They run it all. And because you act like a bunch of naive chumps, this whole thing's going to come down on us.
Very much concerns me, considering that they have all this bulk ammunition that they're shooting targets of children.
Would you like to tell me who it is that is doing this?
It is the Department of Homeland Security, sir.
Oh, thank you for calling.
To every police officer in this country, to every FBI agent, to every Secret Service agent, you work for Spectre. You work for Chaos. You work for Cobra. How do they get power? They stage a terror attack using Spectre, using Cobra.
Go f*** yourself.
Who is Cobra? Arms dealing, drug dealing, money laundering group wearing masks? They wear masks, ladies and gentlemen, because they're the corporate CEOs. And they're manipulating the governments against each other. Cobra runs the Muslims. Cobra runs the CIA. Cobra runs it all. Cobra is real. You can call it whatever you want. Cobra is in control of America. And Cobra says the veterans and the gun owners, they're saying that we're the bad guys.
These people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
That's what Cobra would say. That's what Spectre would say. That's what Goldfinger would say. Because that's who those people are.
I am Supreme Cobra Commander. You call your petty bureaucrats, officials, and authorities. You will kneel before Cobra or face my wrath.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, Mr. Cobra Leader.
You pathetic little worm. How dare you call me Mr. Cobra?
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. Broadcasting worldwide on this 14th day of December 2015, Monday edition. The nightly news is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Paul Joseph Watson will be quarterbacking the fourth hour. I'll also be co-hosting the third hour today on the immigration invasion in Europe, the internal politics, the way it's being used to restrict people's free speech. We have a gentleman joining us who founded the British Defense League and became a very fast-growing party. Then it got infiltrated by racists and taken over. He got out of it. So he has the white supremacists and the radical Muslims after him. Tommy Robinson will be joining us. Enemy of the State is the new DVD and book. And it deals with the fact that he gets arrested basically going out anywhere giving a speech. He's not allowed to talk. That's how incredible the leftist censorship is. So whether you agree with him or disagree or agree with part of it, look at Le Pen. She's like milquetoast Rand Paul. I don't mean that meanly, but she's well-spoken, nice, friendly. There is a radical Muslim invasion, and it threatens our sovereignty to the greatest extent since World War II. Boom! Arrested. They said, you will not compare Islam to Nazism. Even though most of Islam joined with the Nazis in World War II. I mean, it's just a fact. And again, I don't have Islamophobia, folks, for about 30, 40% of Islam. I've studied it deeply. Islam's had periods where it was more enlightened than Christendom. I mean, you can look that up. Christendom's been just as bad, just as crazy, just as evil in some respects. But it wasn't really Christianity. Well, I'll say, fine. You want to say Islam isn't this? Fine. Wahhabism is dominating Shiite systems and taking it over. And Wahhabism is controlling the entire Sunni system now. And so it's 79% of Islam being taken over by a radical sect within it. Funded by Saudi Arabia and the West working with it and arming it. And you see the West joined with the most aggressive, militaristic, dominant form of Islam in a civil war worldwide to bring down other Islamic groups and clear out Christians, part of the deal they've signed with Saudi Arabia. It is a policy to murder every Christian Saudi Arabia finds on record. And you can go there if you're an oil company exec or whatever. You just stay in your Western sector. You do not go out. Your wife does not show her face if she lives there, and you do not get caught with alcohol, and you do not get anything, or you will be put in prison or executed. You go out on a street corner and preach about Jesus Christ, they will beat the living snot out of you on the spot, take you to jail, torture the daylights out of you until you confess, and then they'll roll you in front of a tribunal of clerics, and they will put you in jail for years if you're lucky. If you don't have special interests behind you, you will spend life in slave labor in one of their prisons. And we're just supposed to just oh, we love this culture. This is a evil culture. Evil. The Nazis were an evil culture. The Aztecs became an evil culture. The tribes before them had very limited human sacrifice. They've dug into the ground. It was done on select times of the year. It was whacked out like other cultures. All over the world did the same thing, basically. They mainly kill nobility, royalty, stuff like that as offerings. Then it became kill the neighboring tribes, and the Aztecs basically depopulated what is Mexico today and Guatemala. They would go as far as 1,000 miles away into Central America, down into South America to get slaves to bring back and kill because they had killed millions of people over 400, 500 year reign they had. They had run out of people, so they would go capture entire cultures, tens of thousands, and haul them back as slaves to kill them and eat them. Kill them and eat them. That's the priest class. And I've had Mayan archaeologists with degrees take me on the special tours when I was a kid and last year. And these are Mayans telling you what went on. Because it's a fact, folks. In the media, you also get a politically correct one. Like if you see like a white tour guide, I'm not kidding, they'll go, it's not true, there were sacrifices. The Aztecs were loving. And you'll be, and he'll be like, that woman crazy, you're going to come with me. And just, you know, go over the whole deal. It's a fact that whenever the conquistadors, just a couple hundred of them showed up, they could conquer Mexico City that was hundreds of thousands of people. And you know why? They had executed basically almost everybody. They had killed almost everybody. I mean, it was just crazy town. The conquistadors showed up and just was like, what the? They had, down below each temple where they do sacrifice, they have a open-air market with all these pillars that had a roof, and they would hang people from those, and that was the main priest class money, was shelling meat to the middle class. And the meat was people. Directly out of Folsom Doom's cave and Conan the Barbarian, but not a fiction movie. And it was that whacked out. The people were on so many hallucinogens, so whacked out of their brains, that they just basically surrendered to the conquistadors. And when I say an evil culture, radical Islam is basically, as far as I'm concerned, a satanic religion. I mean, if you want to talk about satanic tenets, it's it. I mean, look at this woman's face and her eyes. Tashfeen Malik, in every photo, looks like a completely whacked out psychopath who hates everybody around her. And under her Stockholm syndrome, she really believed everybody were these infidels that deserved to die. Every photo, the same satisfied look that she's on a power trip, that she's got it right, that she knows everything. That she is the master. That she is allowed to do whatever she wants. Where have we heard of that before? That everybody else is an outcast. Everybody else is an infidel.
Infidel defilers. They'll all drown in lakes of blood.
Let me move into some other stories. Sorry. Then I'll go to your calls. Syrians arrested in Swiss terror plot were transporting toxic gas for Geneva attack. Gateway pundit. Swiss authorities, that's out of France 24, their biggest TV station, reporting. Swiss authorities said Saturday that two people of Syrian origin have been arrested on suspicion of transporting explosives and toxic gases. The men were alleged to be armed and dangerous. Four terror suspects pictured flashing ISIS signs were given sought in Geneva. Two of the suspects were arrested Friday. The men were transporting explosives and toxic gas for an alleged terror attack plan. And they reportedly had guns. Oh, in a country where only the citizens could have guns, they had them illegally. How magical is that? masked raider citing ISIS stabs teacher in Paris. A teacher has been attacked at a nursery school in Paris by a hooded knife-wielding man claiming links to ISIS state. The 45-year-old male victim was alone in his classroom in a kindergarten in the northern suburb of Aubervilliers when the armed assailant burst in around 7:30 local time. According to the prosecutor, prior to the attack, the man used another name for Islamic State, told the victim, "This is death. It's a warning." The teacher is reported to have been stabbed in the side of the throat. This story is up on drudgereport.com. In fact, let's just punch that up for folks. It's on the right-hand side, and we'll just click on that, and I can show people. Hundreds of refugees caught with images of ISIS flags, severed heads on their phones. Well, it's the culture. I mean, why not let them cut you or your daughter's head off or son? Police raise alarm about asylum seekers entering Norway. Authorities have discovered images of ISIS flags and severed heads on the cell phones of hundreds of asylum seekers crossing into Norway. Into Europe. Highlighting concerns about terrorists exploiting the migrant crisis to infiltrate jihadists into Europe. And we know that's happened. The news in Europe is reporting an explosion of refugees crossing the country in recent months meant that police immigration service, PU, had to register the migrants quickly. According to the report, after searching luggage and mobile phones belonging to migrants, you notice that Switzerland's, they're telling you what's on their phones, everywhere else they won't, police have logged hundreds of examples of photos and videos of executions and brutal punishments, such as images of people holding up severed heads and hands. Authorities also discovered numerous examples of ISIS flags and symbols belonging to other terrorist organizations. Erik Hoogland, head of Norway's asylum program, said that the images may be on the phones for innocent reasons, but that some individuals have likely downloaded the photos because they supported or were affiliated with terrorist groups. So we've got Norway, we've got Switzerland and others saying they're finding this on the phones. Earlier this month, a newly uncovered ISIS manifesto bragged about how the terror organization was planning on exploiting a refugee program to infiltrate jihadists into Europe and sent up radicalization Muslim ghettos in major cities. Let's stop right there. It was in February. Just search. ISIS promises to send migrant wave or immigration wave into Europe filled with ISIS. They said it. It was proclaimed by their leader. It was put out in online orders. Now it's in a battle plan given to the people how to do it. So you even have the blueprint. There it is. There is the report from February 18th this year. ISIS threatens to send 500,000 migrants, well, I guess they quadrupled their promise, as a psychological weapon in chilling echo of Gaddafi's prophecy that the Mediterranean will become a sea of chaos. But now there's a new ISIS manifesto linked up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. Earlier this month, a newly uncovered ISIS manifesto bragged about how the terror organization was planning on exploiting the refugee program to infiltrate jihadists into Europe and set up a radicalized Muslim ghettos in major cities. At least three individuals who posed as refugees have now been connected to the 13th of Paris attack, including the mastermind behind the plot. Durka Muhammad Jihad, Abdel Ahmad, Amado, Blago, Snago, or whatever his name is, who brazenly revealed how he exploited the migrant red carpet to plot bloodshed. Earlier this month, an 18-year-old asylum seeker who was arrested in the Netherlands after he reportedly told other refugees that he fought alongside Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria. But it's okay because we can open up the borders. We can open up the borders and just let whoever they want into the country. And then Melissa Harris Perry says we're not even supposed to show Malik in her burqa because that's racist. She controls all reality. Don't even show us the face of terror, of 98% of terror. Don't show it to us because she said so. She also says Darth Vader is racist and evil. And by the way, I played this earlier. I want to play it one more time. Can we cue up Melissa Harris Perry and Darth Vader? Blizzard's Perry, like Princess Leia, is like, I'm just here to be sweet and loving and take care of everybody.
You are part of a plan to destroy language and an enemy. Take her away. Holding her is dangerous. If the Predator race from deep space hears that we have her, they may send their own spaceships to attack us, sir. Leave that to me. Let's go ahead and play the clip. Here it is.
I know why I have feelings, good, bad, and otherwise, about Star Wars, and I have a lot. I spent a whole day talking about the whole Darth Vader situation.
Really?
Oh.
You could?
Yeah, like, the part when he was totally a black guy, whose name basically was James Earl Jones,
right.
He was black, he was terrible and bad and awful and used to cut off white men's hands and didn't, you know, actually claim his son, but as soon as he claims his son and goes over to the good, he takes off his mask and he is white. Oh, yes, I have many. Many feelings about that, but I will try to put them over here.
You're free to use any means necessary, but I want them alive. No disintegrations.
Her brain has obviously been disintegrated. We're going to go to break and come back with JR from Dallas, of course. No, he's from Texas, but it probably is Dallas. Say hi to Sue Ellen, JR. If your name's JR and you're from Texas, you know it's a good old boy. Seriously, when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls. I'm going to get into Russia warns Turkey over the Aegean warship incident, how the establishment is planning to bring down Donald Trump, and more. And then from Britannic Isle of Albion, Paul Watson and the former head of the English Defense League. It's all coming up in InfoWars.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We'll be right back.
So more and more top scientists warn of robot takeover. Well, the reason that's a certainty is that the social engineers, the social controllers, the transhumanist eugenicists openly say humanity's time has come to end, and that they've decided to direct the development of society, of the culture, of the technological systems to become basically a technological terror, to quote Darth Vader, since we're on that subject, to dominate and control all facets of human life, to make humanity exempt. So the decision has been made to build the architecture in this way. If we simply vote with our dollars before the architecture is complete and build the architecture the way we want to, it will be empowering. But the ultimate selfishness of the globalist is to basically end all of that. There's another video I'm going to get to next hour. Look at what Muslim refugees left behind on the Autobahn. It's a metaphor for what's being brought to society. Pretty powerful. That's coming up. The Russian situation, more. Before I go to your calls in the next segment, though, ahead of guests, I just want to say that we have a special that we offer only one time during the year. We broke that rule one day a few weeks ago and offered half off again for one day. It was very successful. But we always do it around Christmas and sometimes into January a little bit. 6 months free for InfoWars Nightly News, all the films, all of it, PrisonPlanet.tv. 6 months free. And it's normally $54.95 for a year. You get a few months free then. Now it's $36.50. So that's 6 months off the regular price. Again, it's already a few months off. Normally, now you get 6 months off, $36 instead of $54. 20 people can use the same username. So you go sign up with your username. You create a username that you can share, you know, that's original to the site, and then give it to friends and family and say, hey, go see these films. Go see these documentaries. See the nightly news. See it on your iPhone. See it on your Droid. See it when you're overseas. Listen to it when you're driving down the road in your truck. Sure, we put almost everything on YouTube and other platforms. They censor us routinely. So does Facebook. We still use it, but they censor us. That's why we have to have our own platform, PrisonPlanet.tv. Drudge and others have talked about how important it is that we have our own platforms, not just use other people's platforms. So PrisonPlanet.tv, your membership pays for the bandwidth, so many of the cameras, the crew, so much of it. It's essential you become a PrisonPlanet.tv member, and this is as good as it gets, close to free. 6 months off the regular price, $36 and, what is it, 50 cents or something. $36.50 is what it comes down to. 12 months, 20 people can use it. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com. Pay with PayPal, pay with credit card. You can also call us if you want with a check or money order or whatever, and then they'll digitally create it for you if you don't even want to have that connection or whatever. Some people do it that way. Or you want us to generate username and passcodes and then mail letters to friends and family because you're not online, but you want them to get a card saying, here's your username and passcode. You know, to PrisonPlanet.tv, you can do that. And lastly, we've got a bunch of specials that end on the 18th. Free shipping ends on the 18th. We have the Essential Pack, Survival Shield, Ace and Iodine, Super Male or Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet, 33% off. What a great gift to give if you've already have it for yourself. Or give it to yourself. The Cleanse Pack, Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, and Oxy Powder. Whoa, 28% off. Winter Sun, 15% off. Deep Cleanse, first sale ever, 17% off when you buy it by itself. Wake up a friend to get great, high-quality, high-mountain Mexican coffee, my favorite, non-GMO, organically grown, volcanic soil. Get a free coffee mug with Wake Up America coffee. The InfoWars Premium Power Pack. They told me that was sold out. There's about 10 of those left. We have the new big solar pack systems as well. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You're funding the tip of the spear, folks. We need your support. I want to thank you for your support. PrisonPlanet.tv. Shop with the good guys and spread the word about the broadcast. Thank you. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
Visit GCNLive.com today.